Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, it's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of this extravaganza? You know, I'm a little frustrated by some people that don't understand that politics is not a science, but it's way more art than science. And people that want to just look at the glass half full, I'm sorry, the glass half empty rather than the glass half full. Listen, Republicans now take control of the House of Representatives. Maybe not the margin you wanted. It doesn't matter. They, once you see that gavel handed over by Nancy Pelosi to the next Republican Speaker of the House, it looks like a vote took place today. It looks like it'll be McCarthy. But I'll tell you, with a small majority, everyone has a lot of power in the House because just a few people can muddy up the waters fast, which means that they better work as a team if they want to accomplish things for all of us. That's going to be critical. You know, we did win Florida by massive margins. We did win North Carolina, which had been trending blue at times, although I think this accelerated migration that I keep talking about is real and it's impacting the Carolinas and Tennessee and states like Florida and Texas that we always talk about. But we did win North Carolina. Ron Johnson did win his race. We won the state of Ohio. I mean, these are not small accomplishments. I know it's not what you wanted. I know it's just frustrating. The system itself, I just get angry just looking at this unfold. We should be so much better than what the disaster of Arizona voting and vote counting and Nevada voting and vote counting. And then we can move to Alaska. You know, maybe you'll find out by Christmas. I don't know. I have no idea when we're going to get to the bottom of this. And I'm not being Pollyannish. I'm just being realistic. Is you take your wins where you can, you learn your lessons, you dust yourself off, and you move on. America is our politics has changed drastically with Republicans taking over the House. And we're going to see it in play sooner than later. So we'll get to all of that in a second. Joe Biden has a major problem on his hand. NATO has a major problem on their hands as this report now that two people now were killed in the NATO country of Poland. Sure, it was close to the Ukrainian border. Sure, Russia will probably claim it was a mistake. I'm not buying any of this. And the prime minister of Poland has called for an emergency meeting, whether or not they will invoke Section 5, which is an attack on one is an attack on all. I think they've got to unite together against this. Or, you know, Putin has now shown a level of being unhinged that I think few thought that he was capable of. You know, and people that have studied Putin, and we've spoken with some of them, have said over and over again, they don't believe, even Obama said this, this is not the guy that I knew when I was president. President Trump has said something similar and also added that it wouldn't have happened under his watch. So we have now two people killed in Poland after Russian rockets were fired into Poland. And anyway, according to senior U.S. intelligence officials, the missiles were of Russian origin. And Poland's prime minister has convened the Council of Ministers, National Security for Defense Affairs as a matter of urgency. And the government spokesperson confirmed with local news sites claiming that this is likely the result of the explosion of rockets that fell in a town inside of Poland, hitting grain dryers, apparently. Anyway, the prosecutor's office and the army are reportedly on the site already, and they're trying to get to the bottom of this. Now, this is now a NATO problem, but it's also a Poland problem. If I was Poland, I would immediately strike back at Russian forces in Russia. And you say, Hannity, you're going to start a nuclear war. No, I'm not looking to start a nuclear war. I'm looking to prevent a nuclear war. I'm looking to prevent this from now getting far worse. The only thing that should matter here is that there be a quick and appropriate response. Now, if the response is comparable to what happened inside of Poland, and you're going to send a message, we're not going to take it. And if NATO is, it's either going to be a paper tiger or it's going to have meaning behind it. And the only thing that aggressive nations understand is that if you stand up to them, and what we've been watching with Putin is, you know, he's become more and more aggressive, more and more unhinged, more and more embarrassed on the world stage, more and more of his closest associates and generals and others have been mysteriously disappearing, never to be seen or heard from ever again. This effort in Ukraine has not gone well. My problem with the entire effort is, number one, it should have been a Western European problem way more than an American problem. And throwing money at the problem is not always the answer. And the biggest problem we have is a problem we always face, is that is people are fighting wars, but they don't fight the war to win the war. You know, they fight for a stalemate because they don't want to use the weaponry that would actually win the war. And then Vladimir, of course, targeting civilian areas. He's taken out apartment complexes. He's targeting, you know, water supplies. He's targeting infrastructure all over the place, you know, just to make life a living hell for as many Ukrainians as possible as he pursues his territorial ambitions. But there's got to be a response. I don't want a war. I prefer peace. But peace through strength is the only thing these bullies will understand. There's got to be an appropriate response. It should come from Poland with NATO's seal of approval, and it should happen immediately. This should not be something that they agonize over, you know, for weeks and weeks and maybe months on end. And then by the time they ever respond, you know, God only knows what else will have happened in the meantime. But they better do something. That's for sure. And I will tell you, the American people are getting fed up. They see billions and billions and billions of dollars being sent to Zelensky in Ukraine. And of course, we end up bearing the brunt of providing the vast majority of munitions for Zelensky to, you know, fight this war when it's not in our backyard. Now, certainly we got to stand by our NATO allies. That's not a problem for me. I think it's a good alliance, a necessary alliance. Frankly, the best thing we could do for our NATO allies now would be to provide them energy that they don't have so they don't freeze to death this winter, because Vladimir Putin punitively has shut off the spigot and they stupidly became reliant on a hostile regime and a hostile actor, Vladimir Putin, as they gave in to their climate alarmist cultists in Europe. And now there are predictions that people are going to spend fully a third or more of their annual salary just to barely heat their homes this winter, not at the levels they're used to. And we're going to see the same effect and impact here at home, and it's going to be bad. Boy, I wish Election Day were in February this year. I really do. That would have been so much better. Anyway, so we're at a point here that we better make a very, very important choice. And, you know, now we're going to have to decide what we're going to do in the end. Now, for whatever reason, Biden says after meeting, you know, President Xi, doesn't believe that there's an imminent attempt from China to invade Taiwan, telling reporters his meeting with President Xi and that he doesn't think anything is imminent in terms of China's plans to invade Taiwan. He made the remark when asked about whether a new Cold War with China could be avoided and the possibility of Beijing invading Taiwan, which it claims sovereignty over. They talk about reunification. Quote, I absolutely believe there need not be a new Cold War. I met with many times with President Xi, and, you know, we were candid and clear with one another across the board. I don't see that there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan. How do we define imminent? The next week? The next month? The next 2 months? Doesn't sound like they said we're never going to do it. And I made it clear our policy on Taiwan has not changed at all, even though he's changed it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times. It was an embarrassing moment, one after another, one typical Biden moment after another, when he was meeting with world leaders at the G20. I mean, it's just so embarrassing. Every time this guy opens his mouth, I just like, oh, how did this guy ever become the leader of the free world? It's so embarrassing. Now, one other odd thing happened. Biden was so exhausted by the flight to Bali over the weekend that he backed out of the big China summit gala dinner that he was supposed to be the guest of honor at. Now, if President Xi didn't think you were weak before, he absolutely does now. Now, Biden apparently, now they're not giving us a reason as per usual, but he unexpectedly skipped the gala that was to take place, well, tonight, last night for them, at the G20 in Bali, in Indonesia. But he decided to return to his whole hotel room for the evening. They've given no reason whatsoever for this last minute change to his schedule, which came at the end of a full day of meetings. Now, we all know why Joe bailed out. Joe was exhausted. So tired. Could barely keep his eyes open the whole day. It was terrible. Anyway, White House official did stress that he didn't have COVID. Nobody's asking if he had COVID. Why did he change his schedule at the last minute and bail out on a gala dinner, a China summit gala dinner where he was to be the guest of honor? That's the question. And they don't have a good answer for it. And anyway, it's frustrating. So, you know, what's Joe now going to do? What is polling going to do? What is NATO going to do? You know, some of you might disagree and say we should just stay out of it. I just don't think he's up to the task of dealing with any of this. That's the problem. I'm not sure exactly when this will happen, but the Republicans now will have the majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. In Arizona, they may be headed for a recount in the governor's race. Let's see. Joe Manchin will face a new challenger in 2024. Now, this is going to get interesting. I'm watching Joe Manchin closely. Joe Manchin held the line against the legislative filibuster. Joe Manchin held the line against more spending. He said it was dumb during inflation. Joe Manchin then made a deal with Schumer and Biden that he would go along with the Inflation Increasing Act, especially impacting the poor, middle class, and people on fixed income act. He went along with that. His approval rating when he was opposing the administration in West Virginia was 70%+. Then he goes along with this idiocy with a promise that he's going to get a pipeline out of the deal, and they end up pulling back on the pipeline. He's not getting the pipeline. And then in the lead up to last Tuesday, he was promised, you know, Joe Biden rather makes these comments about how they're going to stop coal in this country permanently. Manchin said, are you out of your mind? This is the entire economy of West Virginia. And then he said he's going to stop all drilling onshore, offshore, all of it. And Joe Manchin is now angry. Now, Republican West Virginia Congressman Alex Mooney announced today that he's going to run for Senate against Joe Manchin in 2024. And if Joe Manchin continues to down this road, he's going to be defeated in West Virginia. The people of West Virginia, if you're not going to fight for their jobs and their industries, and you're going to let your party destroy your own economy, it's not going to bode well in that next election. That also raises the possibility, and I'm sure he's watching this, if Herschel Walker can win this runoff against Raphael Warnock, then that would mean it's 50-50. Now, if I were Joe Manchin, if the minute they could project Herschel Walker were to win, if that does happen, I'm not claiming it will, I hope it does, then he could be the 51st Republican senator and he'd walk into reelection. Just depends, I guess, what he wants to do.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub, like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool, like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
So some people say, well, this race in Georgia now is not important. No, it's actually taken on more importance. So you got this Republican challenger now announcing he's going to run. Alex Mooney is his name. He's a congressman, West Virginia, Republican, that he's going to run for the Senate. There may be other people. I don't know if there's going to be a primary. I have no idea. However, if you think about just recent events, and if you live in West Virginia, this impacts you. And it impacts you a lot more because, and I guarantee you there will be many, many attempts by Republicans to say to Manchin, we're not going to break our promise to you. Manchin was never more popular in West Virginia when he was standing up against the Democrats' attempted power grabs with the legislative filibuster. Never had higher approval ratings in his career, and he's had high approval ratings. I actually met the guy, know the guy. I actually like him. He's a good guy. Personally, you would like the guy. And then he ultimately gave in to the pressure from Biden and Schumer on the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which was really tax the poor, middle class, and people on fixed income act. And he was promised a pipeline for his state. The deal goes through, he goes along with it, and they renege on the promised pipeline. And then Biden goes out just days before, you know, last Tuesday, saying, no, we're getting rid of coal. We're going to stop all drilling onshore, offshore in America. And he was apoplectic about it. Now, if I'm Joe Manchin and I got played by Schumer and Biden and Herschel Walker wins, I'd be absolutely out the door. I'd walk in the Oval Office and say to Schumer and Biden, see ya. I'm about to announce I'm becoming a Republican. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program. A lot of people saying to me, well, Hannity, I'm not sure the people of Georgia are going to come out. It may end up being like the last runoff. I'm not so sure. I think Republicans will be motivated to get out this time. I think it's a very different set of circumstances. Of course, now we'll go back into our Warnock, you know, research pack. People must apologize for their whiteness. He said it. I mean, you can't make this up, or you can't serve God in the military. The same time, you actually can. No cash bail, no fossil fuels, CRT in schools. Oh, by the way, opioids are only a problem because it's the color of the people that are addicted to it. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a big deal. You know, look, you just go through everything. This guy praised Louis Farrakhan, you know, who compared Trump's election to 9/11. You know, he's a guy that refers to the police as thugs and gangsters. I mean, you run through the list of stuff. People need to repent for their whiteness. Repent for their whiteness. I mean, where does this stuff come from? Critical race theory. Voted against an amendment blocking federal funds from being used to promote it. He said of the opioid crisis, he said it's only a public health emergency only because the faces of human tragedy are white and suburban. I don't know what world he's living in. It's impacting people of all races, all backgrounds, and it's killing our young people all across the country. We need to move away from fossil fuels, an economy that's based on fossil fuels. I mean, Georgia, does that fit your values? All the people that went out there and voted for Brian Kemp for governor, it doesn't sound like it to me. You know, another one of these people out there saying Jim Crow 2.0, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if he, with all the talk and the stuff that have been brought up about Herschel and the $100 million dump on Herschel Walker, Team Herschel's campaign, how is it that the media in Georgia has been ignoring all of these issues involving Raphael Warnock? You know, his ex-wife is on tape. We've played it. I have the tape. I can play it here, accusing him of trying to use a car as a weapon in a domestic dispute, ultimately running over her foot in the process. She's on tape telling the police. The big question that never got answered is, why didn't the police arrest her? Because if there's any allegation of that type of physical abuse, usually somebody gets arrested. That's the usual process. On top of the fact, it's just broken the Washington Free Beacon today. With the Senate runoff now just weeks away, Warnock's ex-wife is pressing a Georgia court to haul her husband in for questioning about the nasty custody battle they've been having over the last few years. Anyway, she has accused him in court filings of neglecting to see his own children during his custody days and leaving her financially strapped with unpaid child care expenses. By the way, the guy's a millionaire, in case you're interested. The deposition is going to allow the lawyers for his ex-wife to grill Warnock about the issues under oath in a closed-door deposition, information that could be used as part of a settlement if the case goes to trial, or if the case goes to trial, they could have a settlement. Sorry. Anyway, it's pretty ugly, and it's been raised in the campaign before. The fact that, you know, this guy ran a camp. At this camp, there were allegations. He was the head of the camp, him and another pastor. Allegations of child abuse to varying degrees. Five cases, it ended up five cases were verified. So they're investigating the case, they're trying to get to the bottom of it to protect these kids. And he's not going to, he just refuses to allow it to go on. And eventually got so bad they had to arrest him for obstructing justice. You know, not only did he praise Louis Farrakhan, but Jeremiah Wright, the Church of GD America. And lastly, you know, for the trifecta, he supported and said nice things about Fidel Castro. And just he's just a complex figure. Don't let anybody tell you a simple story. Life usually isn't very simple. His legacy is complex, like America's legacy is complex. Like, okay, Americans must repent for worshiping a whiteness. You can't make, I'm not making this up. In America, nobody can serve God and the military. He said in a sermon, you can't serve God and money. Well, he seems to like money because he's making an awful lot of money on on his own property investments, and I'm all for capitalism. But maybe he can get rid of the rodents, and if it's supposed to be specifically earmarked for low-income people, maybe you don't throw them out for $28, just in my point of view, especially when he's the control, he has the controlling authority in all these decisions. Anyway, it's, you know, it's pretty interesting to watch all this. And Herschel Walker, you know, brought all the differences up during the debate. I don't know if there's going to be a debate this time. I think Herschel Walker rightly sees the media in Georgia as hostile to him, and why should he bother? Although he did end up winning the last debate and winning it handily. And I'm not sure if Warnock would even want to debate Herschel at this particular point in time. We have the Biden Department of Justice is eyeing the appointment of a special prosecutor. It should be for Hunter Biden, but of course it's not. Anyway, any appointment won't be targeting Hunter Biden. Now, this is another area where the Republicans now in charge of the House makes a big difference. We could look into the origins of the COVID-19 virus. We could look at the spending of the NIH. We could look into Anthony Fauci's finances and how much money he might have made during the course of this pandemic, which issues have been raised by other people. We could look into Hunter Biden and the laptop. And we can look into the many times that Hunter is implicating Joe Biden, and Joe Biden lied to the American people repeatedly when he said he'd never talked to his son about his foreign business dealings. Now, if the last name were Trump, we know that would have happened already. So we'll see what happens there. A lot of issues, a lot of Democrats won't say it, but they don't want Joe Biden to run in 2024. But James Clyburn this morning, apparently in an interview, doubled down on his support for Biden. Now, I would argue James Clyburn is a very powerful congressman from South Carolina, and if it wasn't for James Clyburn, I would argue that Joe Biden wouldn't have won the nomination, because Clyburn's support of Biden in 2020 was critical for him to get through the primaries. Anyway, so Clyburn said, they would say to me, I like Joe's agenda. I think his approach needs to be beefed up a bit, needs to be a little more in your face. I thought we didn't like that. Clyburn continued, we know Joe, but most importantly, Joe knows us. I think there are a lot of Democrats that probably want Joe Biden there because they get to control the entire thing. Anyway, pretty crazy times we're living in. On the immigration front, this is a pretty interesting development. Today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has moved to have Texas build a border wall and threatens to deploy gunboats along the Rio Grande. And the Texas governor announced that he's invoking the Texas Invasion Clause due to illegal immigration from Mexico. That allows his administration to use the National Guard to repel illegal immigrants and construct a wall and deploy gunboats. In other words, he's going to do the job that the federal government should be doing. He said that he will now fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend our state against an invasion. I invoke the invasion clauses of the U.S. and Texas constitutions to make that declaration. That entails deploying the Texas National Guard to the border. The Guard members will then be authorized to repel and turn away illegal immigrants who are attempting to cross into the United States, according to his office. It allows for the construction of a border wall in several counties around the border and deploying the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return illegal immigrants who crossed into Texas illegally, his office said, and the agency will also be used to arrest illegal immigrants who commit crimes in the state. The order will also enable Abbott to deploy gunboats to secure the border and will designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. And Abbott will also attempt to enter into a compact with other states in a bid to secure the border. Well, too bad Kerry Lake's not going to be the governor, at least according to the call made last night, in the state of Arizona, because I'm sure she would gladly have joined in. And, you know, that's for the people of Arizona that are living with this every single day and the impact it's had on their state, their communities, their towns. It's incredible. You know, but anyway, is there anybody out there happy? Have we ever gotten a caller that's happy with how things have been going on in states like Nevada? Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's the right system? Do you think this is the best we can do for elections? Because obviously it's not. You know, we are capable of doing better. And maybe we won't find out about Alaska. Now we're going to have ranked voting system. I think that ballot initiative passed in Nevada. They're not going to go to this idiotic ranked voting system. The dumbest system I think I've heard in my entire life. I've never heard anything this dumb before. We now have a second federal court that has issued a blow to Biden's student loan debt forgiveness. Now, apparently Biden did pretty well with young people, you know, with the Democratic Party did because of this, you know, we're going to forgive your loan thing. It was always unconstitutional. Now we have two court decisions. His debt forgiveness program suffered another setback in court yesterday when a federal appeals panel slapped a preliminary injunction on the multi-billion dollar, according to some estimates, is close to $1 trillion plan affecting all of these borrowers. You know what's amazing? The idea that you would take money away from hardworking blue-collar workers, people that build homes, people that do plumbing and heating and air conditioning, people that are nurses and doctors, et cetera, all these people, and you're going to give this money to a lot of people that are going to very expensive colleges. And why would some want to empower your government to take one group of people's money and give it to another group of people, except that, oh, this is great. It's kind of like a promise of, oh, well, if you elect me, I'll give you something. You know, where I grew up, I would call it, you're trying to bribe people. And anyway, Joe tried to bribe people, but they always knew this was unconstitutional. They knew this would never get past the judicial branch of government. They knew it because Joe Biden doesn't have the authority. We have three branches of government, as the first judge had laid out in great detail. We have the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch of government. And to bypass that co-equal branch known as the legislative branch and use executive fiat in the stroke of a pen as a means of passing such a monstrosity as this, well, a president doesn't have a power to spend a dime without the approval of Congress. Hence, another good reason to celebrate Republicans' victory in the House. Federal Reserve Governor warning the stock market's 1,200-point gain last week was an overreaction to last week's news that inflation declined, you know, a whopping 0.3% or whatever the number was. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller told the Wall Street Journal the market seemed to have gotten way out in front of this. Everybody needs to take a deep breath, calm down. We have a ways to go yet. Young people, it turns out, are being hit the hardest by a spike in energy bills. Here's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is on energy. My biggest fear is, you know, what Governor Sununu of New Hampshire said and what General Bolduc said. If, in fact, the grid for all of New England, and they're all in the same grid, every state in New England, if, in fact, they have blackouts, which they're saying are really, really possible, if that happens, do you know what that means for the people in New England for this winter? You know, what are we going to tell them to put 5 sweaters on? What are we going to deliver toe warmers and hand warmers and hats to old people and say, sorry, but the grid is down for the next week? That's not good. On top of the projected 1/3 increase in energy prices, be it oil or natural gas, depending on how you heat your home, it's still going up. And that's on the low side. That's what they're predicting is a minimum. Some are predicting it can be much higher. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. I've been telling you all about Mantis X. It's high tech. It's inexpensive, easy to use. Our military uses it. The best shooters in the world use it. In other words, it's called dry fire practice. I use it. I love it. It's the best way you can train and become a marksman in your own home, and you can do it safely. And you'll save a lot of money because you won't be spending money on range fees and ammo. And the way it works is you attach Mantis X to your very own firearm. Obviously, it's unarmed. And you connect it with an app on your smartphone, and it gives you instant feedback on what you're doing right in terms of your shooting, what you're doing wrong, and how to correct it if your technique is off. Linda, what was your score when you first tried Mantis X?
It was a very embarrassing score of 9. Thank you for asking.
9 out of a possible 100, right?
Yes. Thank you for clarifying.
What was my score?
You know, and I don't want to talk. We're talking about me right now. Let's focus on me.
Okay, so yours was 9. What was my score?
Oh, it was 100.
Okay. Now, I was told immediately, wow, you shoot better than 99.9% of law enforcement, but I've been doing this since I'm 11. All right, so now what are the scores you're getting today?
I've improved so much. And I've been like a 70 or an 80 if I do it every day. It's definitely way, way better than it was.
All right, it's fun to use. Your whole family can use it, and you're going to learn to be a marksman. Eventually, Linda will get there. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. By the way, a 9? That's like aiming
at a
house and missing the house.
They felt very bad for me. Very, very bad.
I mean, if you were aiming at a house, you could hit a house.
He told me
the house.
He's like, you need an alarm. You need a big alarm.
Oh, my gosh.
And Mantis X.
Get this great technology. You're going to love it. It's a lot of fun. Mantis X. Improve your shooting today. MantisX.com.
Sean Hannity.
Increase. Unreal. Vice President Mike Pence will be with us. Ari Fleischer checks in. Your calls 800-941-SEAN as we continue.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.